Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Khan.
And we have Chris.
Chris V. Yeah, Chris. Chris V.
Introduce yourself. Tell us about you, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to tell you guys, like you said, a little bit about me. So I was a radio show host, and I would do 80s and 90s music. I know we were talking a lot about, like, you know, different kinds of music and stuff. And I want to thank Miss Lisa for inviting me on her podcast with this Equal Tuesday. Because I want to tell you guys, I guess, a little bit about my interpretation of music, how I grew up, and we all kind of want to talk about how we grew up in different parts
of the RGV.
Yeah, and like how we both had different interpretations of music. So I had a show that played 80s and 90s in the mornings, which is really funny because I didn't even grow up really in the 80s.
My favorite.
The 80s, I love it. Which is really awesome.
Music.
And 90s music, I mean, todavía le estaba rascando el ombligo a mi mamá para decirle la para saber lo que era 90s music. 2000s, like the 1000s was more like what I grew up with, but I would listen to a little bit of everything. So now I just, you know, I just connect with people like you guys, and that's what I've been doing. And we've been doing a couple different podcasts just talking about life since everybody's been in during this pandemic. We just wanted to give a little bit more energy and happiness to everybody.
Happiness. Oh, yeah. Cool. I mean, that's why we created this podcast. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know what I do, Chris, I'm a therapist, and because anxiety is so high right now, we wanted to do something funny. And so every happiness. Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I did it because they said I could become rich.
Bob, get it. Millions of dollars.
I'm still waiting for my check.
Hey, Bob, we're going to get you some endorsements.
Ah, bueno.
Soon.
Ahí le puedo hablar a los camaradas. A los
camaradas. Pedido que sea, de pedido un dualino, un totito.
Mejor unos taquitos.
O chicas, tomar una libra de machacao. Fuck it.
Ponte de barbacoa.
Whatever, right? Barbacoa on a Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. I had barbacoa this morning.
I didn't have barbacoa this morning. So, yeah. So Chris, you're from Stark County, right?
Yes, I'm from Stark County.
So, what do people in Stark County do to go out? Where do you go to the McDonald's?
Sí, ¿vas a McDonald's?
Tampoco no seas tan mamón, güey. Déjala.
No, es que
la verdad. Y me lo lambes o me lambes allá mi friend.
DJ, el DJ Khan.
So when we would go out on Friday, toda la gente sabía que íbamos al roller, you know, íbamos a ir a dar la vuelta. And it was so funny because la mayoría que iba a dar la vuelta, like, they would go cruising around the Peter Piper. And we didn't understand why we would go around the Peter Piper. Actually, it's because they had to close down the park. Porque toda la gente se juntaba en el park hasta like 12 o'clock midnight. So everybody was hanging out at the park, and the cops would say, hey, cabrones, vámonos. Like, y'all can't be hanging out here anymore. This, bueno, no nos quieres ahí. Vamos a ir al Peter Piper. So everybody would go cruising around the Peter Piper and say, nos vas a correr de aquí. Vamos a ir para Walmart. So
the next stop.
Yeah, it was so funny. But, you know, everybody had different music while they were doing this. You know, we went from cumbias to, like, Tejano to, like, you know, 80s music, rock music. But it was more like, I guess, like, rancho music when I was growing up. So it was a lot more like, siempre era baile, you know, people wanted to go where you would dance. And that was something that we grew up with. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you guys had those kind of, like, things. I know you guys had like clubs and stuff. We didn't have clubs growing up.
There's no clubs in Stark County.
Con, where did you grow up dancing?
The Alaskan.
The Alaskan. No,
the Alaskan, but, La Concha.
But the first, like, going out for us was quinceañeras.
Yeah. Quinceañeras, yeah. Quinceañeras.
Actually, you know what? I have to relate on that one. We would go to, like, a whole bunch of ballrooms back home. Era nomás puro el salón. Vas a ir al salón.
El salón.
And ya tienes tu mesa con tu tío, tu tía. Si no, para conseguir mesa.
So, oh, yes.
It was like that, man.
Oh, yes, Chris. And the salon, it was a baile every Saturday? Or what? Is that the way it was?
No, it was funny, but there was, it depends. If it wasn't a quinceañera or a wedding, then they were booking like a grupo. So like people.
Local group.
Well, not even a local group. It would be big groups too. One of the biggest groups that we had.
Errol Smith there.
Oh, no, I believe Ramon Ayala was one of the people that ended up going to this.
Oh, really?
And yet we also had.
I thought it was Aerosmith.
Aerosmith?
No
se sabían esas
cosas. Cancelaron.
Oh, they canceled.
They canceled.
They couldn't make it out over there.
Eso es mamón, pinche mami. Con usted, mami, sus mamadas. But if it wasn't booked like for a quinceañera or a wedding or a birthday party, somebody wouldn't be
there.
And it was like, it was just something random. It was just really funny. But that was like our first form, I guess, like of entertainment when we would go out and stuff. Because if not, you had to drive an hour away just to even go watch a movie. Not until I was like 15 years old did they have the first movie theater in my hometown. And
wow.
So that was maybe like 12 years ago that they got the first movie theater.
This is a Rio Grande City, right? The biggest city there is Rio Grande City.
Yes, and this is all within one county. So it was a different experience. Our movie theater was your house. Sacabas la tele de afuera de la house y salían todos to go to your backyard.
All the neighbors. Wow.
But see, that sounds fun, though. That sounds pretty cool. Like
growing up, doing that.
Yeah, growing up with all your friends coming over to your house, your family there, everybody's family there, you would go, you'd hang out, you'd drink, and you were safe because your family was there.
And you could still do what you wanted to do and still be in your backyard.
That's true. Yeah.
You see, on us, it was Mexico. You know, that's where we grew up partying.
I was 13.
When you first went?
Yeah, I was 13 the first time I went. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, mom, is I was a fucking kid.
Like, yeah. Can you imagine now, the 13-year-old?
Yeah, imagine now. Like, go over there at the age of 13. What the fuck? What are you doing?
What I say is, like, how did we look? I mean,
pendejos,
I know. Like, how did we look at 13 that they let us into the club?
Exactly. Like, yeah, like 13-year-olds, because my birthday's in July. I was the summer of me becoming a freshman. I still remember going to Mexico, too. Going to the Alaskan, and was open the heel, like, okay, like, what do I do? Like, hey, just take $10 and that's it. You're okay. I'm gonna. So I remember.
Want a beer?
Okay, maybe a tequila. No, tequila sunrise.
Tequila sunrise. Tom Collins. And what was the other drink that was?
Green pussy. That's what they were called.
The thing that I remember the most is listening to Erasure just fucking pounding on the speakers. Uh-huh. Erasure,
Morrissey,
all 80s,
Billy Idol, Morrissey, and
like, OMD.
To me, no, but hold on, check it out. Like, to me, that was like new music. Like, I wasn't really into the 80s around that time.
It.
Yeah, because around that time, that's when Snoop was pretty big.
Yeah.
So I was into like Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. I was like, oh shit, you know. And then I'm listening to this. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, oh shit. And you would see the people dancing a guy like, bro. Like they would do like that little gothic type dance.
Yeah, the little new waver. The new waver.
The new waver dance. And gothic.
Touch me once. Touch you twice. Yeah.
Is it like banging against the wall or something? Because I'm not going to say any names here, but, you know, I have a coworker that I love with my dear heart, but apparently that was a signature dance move. And we would say that it was like when you were banging against the wall. Like
really? Oh, like that? Like
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. No shit. That's a new one for me. I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Pero, yeah, that was, eso es algo que siempre me voy a recordar. La música was real badass, man.
But you see, back at one point here in San Juan, it was kind of like that also, where everyone would go to the Triple City Ballroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if there wasn't a wedding or a quinceañera, which was every weekend because there was a lot more people here, but during the week, they would also have concerts. And they would bring in, you know, people to play.
That was when we were younger, though. We were real young.
Cuando venía Nube Negra.
Nube Negra.
Yeah,
dude.
They were big time.
Yeah, Lo Tropical Panama.
Yeah. We grew up with that, too. A lot of Tropical. We had Los Tigres del Norte, too. So, Los Palominos, when I was, like, growing up. Like, that was, like, a lot of the people that would, like, go to, like, art areas. And I don't know if you had a lot of, like, that in common over here.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, like I said, the quinceañeras were big. That's how we would... You know, everyone would go to the quinceañeras, that they would bring the bands to the quinceañeras. So it was Palominos, Jaime Los Chamacos, like all those were super popular back then. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Mexico, and that was, I mean, you would go and dance, you would drink, and everyone would dance.
Oh, yeah.
The gangsters. All the TCBs, like they were dancing with all the popular.
Dancing together, everyone in a ball. Like, you didn't have to dance with a woman. You didn't have to dance with a girl. There was girls there, but you were dancing and everyone was dancing, like, having fun.
Metiendo mano.
Metiendo mano y making out cuando podía.
Se caían mal ayer, todos se unían, haz de cuenta.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Era el bailongo de todos. They were like, hombre, me caí sin gordo, pero vete para acá.
Yeah.
Padre.
Even if you didn't talk to people from, like, at school, and it was weird because you'd go back, you could have danced with some people and then you wouldn't talk to them. It was just,
when
you were in Mexico, if you were from PSJ or, you know, everyone would stick together too.
Yeah, they had your back. They had your back because you're all there from PSJ. And you would go and PSJ ruled Reynosa. It was like, any club you went to, there was like 50 to 100 PSJ people in them.
The thing with PSJ is that everyone would go. In McAllen, it was only certain groups, like maybe the popular kids would go. But from PSJ, the gangsters, the preps, the band geeks, which I was a band geek, we were all there.
Because it was puro cagalero acá.
Yeah, pues sí.
I guess it was the same, I guess. Like I said, como cuando teníamos fiestas, iban al rancho, se juntaban todos. Primero eran 5 y luego, pues, es que es mi primo, pues, es que es mi camarada, es que es mi vecina. Like,
se vale.
So by the time we knew it, like,
everyone was there.
Like, and we're like,
get together, became a party.
Pues, nomás deberían de ser como 15 personas, dude. Pues llegaron 150, and we'd be like, what the hell are all these people doing here?
Deja tú, la limpiadera, el siguiente día.
No, todos ya sabían. Si era casa de la tía te iba a dar una chinga si no le limpiabas el pedo.
No, para limpiar.
But you know what was funny was that, I swear, el tío, la tía, whoever the heck it was de la casa, they would be inside, and they would be like, no me dejé ninguna pinche chingadera afuera y limpian todo el pinche pedo, si no, ya no van a regresar a tu casa. Y se van con todos tus pinches zapatos, y te echaban madres.
Yeah.
Y no le van a seguir después de las 5 porque me tengo que levantar para las 6:30.
Well, like at Khan's house, that's how it was at Khan's house. We would have parties. And they would get huge because me and Khan knew everyone. I mean, we hung out, like my sister said, with gangsters.
Everyone knew Bob and Khan. They were
still friends.
They knew that we were going to have parties and we're going to have fun. And we're going to make
you
have
fun. They're badass.
No matter what. One time we had a party that was so big that we had like 4 DJs, 2 bands, like 12 kegs.
Wow. That was nice.
Like 50 bottles. I mean, it was just, you know, we just bought a ton of crap and we passed out flyers at STC.
Oh, I remember that.
And the party got crazy. Like, I would say 400 or 500 people.
What?
It got raided
in like 10 acres. It got rated, but since it was San Juan, they told us just leave. They were like, just everybody just leave. Well, we left, but we left to Alamo, to another place, to have them to continue the party. So that happened. We had flyer parties during college, is what we would do.
The flyers? Yeah.
That's Roberta.
That's my brother, Roberta? Asking about the gomitas.
He's like,
no, I, Roberta. No, I.
La Roberta.
But yeah, that was, you know, in college, after high school, that we did the Mexico thing, we started doing flyer parties.
Now you know what they do? Now they text you the location.
Facebook group. La puse en un Facebook group.
Or that, or Facebook group, yeah.
Facebook group.
Yeah. And back then, we actually had to make the flyer, create it. Remember, we had to actually create it.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, let's make it cool so people see it. They're like, wow, cool. And then we would print them and then go pass them out.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
There was no texting.
There was no computers or internet.
There was no computers because that's what we would make them.
But no one had a computer.
Right. We wouldn't text, or we wouldn't, you know, email anybody. It was just, you know, you made flyers, you created them, and you fucking passed them out.
Yeah.
And all kinds of people showed up. It was awesome. The only people, I think it was like at 4 in the morning when the cops showed up.
Wow.
And we still had like 5 kegs.
I don't even think I remember cops showing up because we were in the middle of nowhere half of the time. So, like, whenever we were, like, out somewhere, la gente no más amanecía, like, se iban or whatever. Like, and it was really crazy because, I don't know, like, they would find out because everything was so close to each other. So, you could hear, like, music or, like, there could be something going on, but, like, out of sight, out of mind. Does that make sense? So, like, no me importa.
That's the way it was here, too. But that particular party, we didn't get permission from the landowner to have it. We just did it. So the landowner showed up.
The dad, right?
The owner. Yeah, the owner showed up. And he's there, like, looking at everybody, and he fucking called the cops, and they showed up.
The place had a name of the location. We called it the 6 Acres.
It was known in all of San Juan as the 6 Acres.
The 6 Acres.
Is it the one in South San Juan?
Yeah,
the
palm trees are all the.
Paya, paya.
Wow.
Los 6 Acres. Qué bárbaro.
So, we were brought up with my dad listening to classical music.
What was his favorite, like, artist? What was his favorite kind of.
Everything. Beethoven, Mozart. He has.
Wow.
Bach,
Sebastian Bach.
Even heard of all
Sebastian
kinds of
Bach.
You see, that's the reason I think why I don't really like it that much, because
the Rat Pack and stuff like that.
The Rat Pack. That's not classical. That's more like a blues. No,
that's like what's it called?
Jazz.
Jazz. Yeah.
Jazzy. Okay. So it's more like
classical is like literally from like the 1900. Like,
1800s,
1700s.
What did you play in band, Lisa?
I played the flute.
I was a bitch, man. So like classical, like Beethoven.
Beethoven, Mozart, like all that stuff, dude. And I remember
and that's how your dad would listen to?
He would, we had a very diverse, you know, ear, I guess, because of my dad, because it was like from the Beatles to Beethoven, Ramon Ayala, to CCR.
Yeah.
He liked Maná. You know, it was just, you know, he loved Arjona.
Un poquito todo.
You know, Ricardo Arjona. But then he would listen to, like, you know, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, nice.
It was like very different.
A little of everything.
And also country. A ton of country music.
He likes country. He doesn't like Tejano. Like, that's one thing that he never got into.
Yeah,
Tejano.
My dad didn't either. It was funny. I grew up with a Tejano because of the community that I grew up with, but my family didn't listen to that, which was really funny. Like, mi mamá le gustaba mucho, like, Timbiriche, Faye, you know, she liked more of like the poppy dance stuff. And my dad loved like his like CCR. He liked his Country Rolling. My grandma liked the Country Rolling stuff. And I
Is he from the Is Country Rolling from the Valley?
It is from the Valley, I believe so.
Country Rolling, so,
I'm not sure where he's from. He's dead already, but I'm not sure where he's from. I met his one of his son-in-laws.
Really?
Yeah. But actually, I met him.
You never know when Bobby's just messing around with us.
I met him with Cuete, wey.
Oh, okay.
You know where I met him? At remember when Tejas restaurant
had
like a little bar?
Anyway, Country Rolling was born on July 27th, 1932 in Falfurrias.
Oh, Falfurrias.
So that's why he was like big time. Right, not big time, but like, that's a lot of people knew him here. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, it was I think it was a Tejas restaurant. Remember Tejas restaurant used to have like a little bar at one time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there's where I met him. I met him there. But yeah, I guess Falfurrias. Yeah, Country Road. It's fucking bad. I like it.
That's the way.
That's that way.
Yeah.
Pinche guitarrazo en todos los espinazos. No te portas bien. Órale.
Todo del rancho allá. Vámonos.
25 golden hits.
Listo para el
baile. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up to all that. My dad's in a... he used to have a conjunto. My dad.
Yeah.
Toca acordeón. Awesome. And he still plays the accordion.
He still does paraparas at people's houses.
Yeah, he'll do that. And I grew up listening to Los Invasores, Los Cardenales,
Los Cadetes. Shit,
Los Cadetes. Cadetes is big time here. Los Invasores is big time in my household. Just everything. The Beatles. My dad, my dad loves the Beatles.
I know. And that's what I was going to say, too. Your dad, I remember, would talk about the Beatles, the Stones.
He loves the Beatles. He loves the Stones. Yeah.
He used to play like rock songs on the accordion.
On the accordion. So this is how good my dad is at the accordion. He'll listen to a piece of a song, like say whatever song, and he'll listen to it and he'll play it on the accordion. Like he doesn't read music. He can't read it because he just doesn't know. He taught himself. So he just listens to it and he'll play.
He knows what each button's gonna make it. Sound each button's gonna make.
It's fucking crazy. He's being big time.
Mis dedos son la música.
See, pretty much. And you know what? Like him being in the, I guess, in the music industry, in the music business, that's what made me get into DJing. And I love it. You know, it's about us. But the music.
I've been a DJ for 20 years.
Wow. Over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Way over 20 years.
It was like my I was a freshman in high school when I started doing like the
95?
High school parties. I started doing like high school parties.
High school parties, yeah, dude. Yeah.
So ever since then.
25 years then.
Tengo que tomar un lesson porque no sé ser DJ, pero I've been around music my whole life. And my brother, he played guitar. My grandfather, he played the bajo. My tía would sing, you know.
El bajo sexy.
Yo nomás toco las teclas.
Sí. Bobby took el piano al revés.
And just so crazy, you know, how we all kind of like understand music a little bit different. And
yes.
And how we all have it in our lives and how we all kind of have that similarity with music.
Pero
yeah. Es un poco diferente, like how we all enjoyed it. You know,
and you know what? Something I've noticed, it has no, there's no age restriction on music.
Yeah,
no. There's kids that like Beatles. There's kids that like CCR. Like, yeah.
They listen to The Doors. And
the
they're
Doors,
like,
oh, that's my favorite band.
It's a new thing. And it's like, no, it's a new from the 60s. Now kids listen to Nirvana like it was, you know, something from the past.
Yeah.
And to me, it was like, well, that's what I grew up with. I grew up, at one point, it was just rock, mostly.
Yeah.
Rock and country. So at one point in my life, it was like Metallica, Danzig, Iron Maiden.
Led Zeppelin,
yeah. My son is a musician. My son is in a band and he plays a guitar the same way. He picked up the guitar within months. He listens to a song and he can play anything. Within 2 minutes, he learns it completely.
And is it weird for you, Lisa, to hear him play music that you grew up with when you were like maybe his age or younger?
That's all he likes. He likes like Deftones, and I think Deftones is his favorite band, but he loves rock music. But I think because he grew up with me listening to rock, but that's what he listens to.
But it's cool because, like, I see it, you know, that's one thing that people will always have in common, I feel, no matter what age, you know, if you can find music, you'll always be able to relate with someone else.
You can relate.
And it's super cool because age doesn't discriminate with music because, you know, I can listen to the same thing that my grandma liked to listen to when she was my age, and it's like the coolest thing ever. Los dos vamos a estar acá en el baile, you know, enjoying each other's energy. And, you know, people don't realize that, like, I guess that's what makes us a community within enjoying something that we all enjoy. And we all
That's true.
In my intake, I usually don't, well, I've said it before, but I usually don't tell a lot of people, but in my intake for my patients, it's so weird, but most therapists will not have this on as a question. But one of the questions is, do you listen to music? And if you do, what type of music do you listen to? Because that's one of the things that I use to, since I like every genre of music, that's one of the things that I do, especially with the teenagers, to kind of build that rapport. And I think it's real important for in therapy. So, yeah, I mean, I ask that question all the time.
Well, you can. It also takes you like back in time, or like, oh, remember that song?
Yeah.
When we were over there dancing at
La Punta de Alamo. Memories and
Or shit like that, right? Like, ¿te acuerdas la pinche cumbia?
Yo sí he ido a la Pulga de Alamo. Like, one of my many jobs in the past was, I used to be a brand ambassador for beer. So we used to pass out beer at the Pulga de Alamo.
Really? But in the baile or like when people shopping?
No. When the baile. So like the people would be passing by. They'd be like, hey, ¿cómo estás, mija? And it'd be like my tío passing by doing a huapango. They'd get our beer from us.
Yeah, wow. I never knew they gave beer away at the Pulga.
Bobby, remember that time we got kicked out of Buffalo Wild Wings for...
Because of a brand ambassador. Yes. This guy came in and he was a Coors Light guy. And he had the Coors Light girls with him, right? So the guy starts giving us Coors Lights like crazy. I mean, just crazy. We're getting fucked up. We're about 10 guys. And he kind of had like a little booth area, like a little stage area. So he tells us, come up here. We're making all kinds of shit noise and we're saying, fuck Bud Light, drink Coors Light, right?
Just messing around.
Stupid,
it was
right?
Free.
But still,
the beer was free.
It was free beer. Are you kidding? To us, free beer? Shit. We were
on our prime. No, we're on our prime. We're like, what, 22, 23?
Yeah, about 21, 22 right. Maybe. And I mean, we got shit-faced, drunk, fucked up. Well, the guy leaves and the girls leave and they leave us there. But they leave us there with a fucking big-ass tub of beer. We keep fucking chugging beers. And then we keep getting rowdier and rowdier. But all of a sudden, the damn manager comes and says,
You guys got to leave. Okay.
We're like, it's a fucking, I told him, it's a funeral or what the fuck? Is this a funeral?
Because they wanted us to calm down. Yeah, you have to calm down. You guys are too loud. Like, what?
Too loud at a bar?
Fucking giving us alcohol, telling us to calm down. Stupid. There you go.
We should have sued them.
Yeah, that was years ago. That was
when Buffalo Wild Wings first opened.
Oh, were y'all listening to music?
Of course.
It was a club.
It used to be like a club.
They used to have
a DJ.
Buffalo Wild Wings was like a club. It would get packed. I mean, everyone was standing.
People were standing.
It was maybe
up.
Like a few tables, and there was like a little level, a little level.
Yeah. And. So back then, it wasn't like this regular restaurant where you just go sit. No, you know, no. They had a DJ.
They had
people that the people would sing.
Karaoke.
They wouldn't sit. You wouldn't sit. You would stand, and you'd be with your drinks, you know, standing like a club, like a bar.
Acá voy para tu mesa, para allá.
It's like that.
Yeah, and people would come to your table, and you know, we would be walking around, and everything was...
Una vironga.
Yeah, with music, everything. It was cool.
And Lisa, I know that you had mentioned that you had been living in San Antonio when you went to school and everything. Do you feel like the culture was the same from the Valley to when you were in San Antonio?
So the first year, it wasn't. It was like, because there was people from all over where I went to school. But my second year there, they opened a club called Planeta Mexico. And it was awesome because it reminded me, they played all the Spanish music. It was the same as going to Mexico. And so it was all the Valley people.
And it was all Valley people because the owner was from the Valley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
I mean, I was there every Saturday. I was 18 years old. I was in the VIP with my friend.
Shout out Luis Magaña.
With Lisa.
Yeah.
No, Lisa was over there in the con los pobres. Lisa andaba con el plebe. Yo andaba acá con los mafiosos.
El plebe.
Hey. With the VIP.
I was with the VIPs. Mm-hmm.
Ves Lisa? Estoy atrás de Lisa. Allá.
Yeah.
Lisa was somewhere else, and I was like, don't come and bother me.
You little peasant. You little peasant.
I don't want peasants up in my VIP. But since we knew, I didn't really know the guy. My friend was the one who knew the guy, and he would get me in, and we would drink and stuff. And it was like being in the Valley, being in Mexico all over again.
I guess that's one thing that will always, it's like you can get the person out of the Valley, but the Valley, you can't take the Valley out of the person.
We all gravitate towards each other in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's what I say. Not just in San Antonio. I've met people from the Valley at other places, and they kind of look at you, and I guess the morals and the way you're saying, and they're like, ¿Dónde son? And they're like, oh, so I always say McAllen because some people don't know where the hell. I mean, if I say San Juan, you're going to be like, oh, San Juan, Puerto Rico, or what the fuck, right? So I'll say, oh, McAllen. They're like, oh, yo también soy del Valle. Yo soy,
And the girls do that one. And you just did it.
Chris did it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's exactly like you said, we gravitate to each other. It's just a thing that we
know. It's weird, right? Because the Hispanic people from California are different. You can tell that they're not from they're not Tejanos.
They put ketchup in their tacos. Fuck that shit. They like torches.
You know what? I put ketchup on my chorizo and huevo. Con salsa.
Ah, you're still young.
On huevo, I've seen that. I mean,
you'll grow out of that. Like, you're still young.
But do you put tamales with ketchup?
You know what? No me hablen porque lo hago.
Yeah, that's why. I love tamales.
You still do it?
I love it with ketchup.
Ya estás peludo, güey, no mami.
Güey, así doraditos, güey, recalentados con ketchup.
Güey, lo tienes que dejar en el comal y entonces.
Para que se quemen, para que se tuesten, para que se quemen un poquito.
Pero no mames, ketchup, my little boy fucking.
Bobby still eats his tamales with ketchup.
I used to, I stopped doing that a couple, ya trae rato. I'm like, fuck this. Like, no mames, like ketchup, ya estoy peludo y todavía con ketchup en los
pero está bueno,
tamales. No, it's good. I'm sure if I try it again, I'll fucking eat it. O sea, no, tampoco voy a decir que no, son tamales. So, chingue su madre, venga, son pinches tamalitos de.
Salsa have to be fresh. If they're recalentados, doraditos, then they have to have ketchup.
Pendejo,
period. That's how it is. And that's the law that I've created now.
Oh, yes. Period. Y le echas la mordida al tamal y...
Now I want Delia's tamales.
Ahora.
Delia, shout out to Delia.
Shout out to Delia.
Que nos traigan tamales.
You know what? The most entrepreneurial lady of South Texas, seriously, because she started door to door. If you don't know her story.
Yep, that's what I told them.
Yeah, we talked about it in one of our podcasts. About
one of our episodes. She started just because she was a single mother, didn't have money, and she just hustled.
You have a dream one day. Make that dream very, very, very concrete.
And it's cool because, I mean, I know a lot of ladies that would do that. My mom would do that. My mom used to sell tamales.
Uh-huh.
But she had the drive, I guess, and also the need, because if she was a single parent, she had the need
to expand.
Nadie quiere tener la chinga de hacer los tamales, güey.
¿Es una chinga?
Yeah, no, también.
Mejor le hablan a la vecina y dicen, oye, háblale a tu tía, háblale a la vecina, porque pregúntale si tiene tamales. You know.
That's with my mom, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
That's how my mom, because my aunts would buy the stuff for her. and make, and they still do, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. they'll buy the stuff and my mom will make them and then she'll mm-hmm. give them.
Really? So her friend started saying, hey, can she make me some? And my mom started, okay, yeah, I'll make some. But it was never like a business
goal. Yeah.
Es una chinga.
Like imagine, it would have been Lupus instead of Elias.
I know, and they would have been they would have been 10 times better.
Yeah. Lupes tamales.
10 times better.
Tamales de Lupes.
Sí.
Tamales de Lupes.
Nomás no le echas ketchup. Nomás no le echas ketchup como el pinche Bobby Baboso.
Échale lo que quieras, hasta pinche grape jelly si quieres, cabrón.
Grape jelly, okay, that's gross.
Grape jelly con caviar, compadre.
Oh, yes. Is there a specific radio, or not radio station? What, okay, what music are you listening to in your car right now as we speak? Lisa, go.
Queen of Casualty.
Oh, Bobby, go.
B104. I have it on tape with the Mad Mexican still on.
And Leah there. Bravo.
Chris, and go. Bravo. Oh, you need to ask. Chris, go.
Hey, you know what?
DJ, what do you have?
Bios at the Alaskan.
Flashback
of the
80s. Shout out Robert Ceballos. I've heard his mixes on.
She beat us.
On radio.
She wins this one.
He's at the Austin Street Bar, no?
Well, he's with Robbie. Virus, yeah. Right now after the virus, he's been live broadcasting from his bedroom.
Pero when we had our 20th year reunion there at Austin, he was DJing. Yeah. Con madre, like it was awesome. He did a badass job, man.
He did a badass job because he knew the generations that were there.
Yeah.
There were people from the 60s that had graduated in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And it was awesome. Like, even the people from the 60s, he even put a couple of like remixes of like Beatles stuff and shit. Yeah. And they even liked it. It was awesome. It was a great
shout out. Robert Ceballos.
Shout out to you.
He's like, for anybody that doesn't know Robert Ceballos, he's been on the radio for about 30 years. And,
it's big time.
You know, he's a
an RGV staple.
Yes.
Mad Mexican, pero más o menos.
El Mad Mexican.
El Mad Mexican with Leah Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Leah Bravo.
That was in the 90s.
You know, Bobby? No.
Right now, I'm listening to mostly Texas country music. I'm listening to a lot of Robert O'Keefe. I'm listening to a lot of old stuff. Jerry Jeff Walker.
Ah, pura música para dormir.
Willie Nelson.
Música para dormir.
And of course, my 90s rap. I have to have my 90s rap, dude.
It's no.
You like?
Oh, yes, pero.
What 90s?
You still use CDs or no? You still use CDs?
Nah, I use my phone, dog.
Puro Spotify, ¿verdad?
No, hombre, ni Spotify, YouTube, homeboy.
No, hombre.
Pues yo no sé hacer ese pedo, güey. Pues yo estoy viejito, güey.
Hey, Chrissy, ¿sabe de Spotify?
Hey, nomás le tienes que hacer click Siri. Oh. Open Spotify.
Mira, ves, güey, I don't do that, güey. I type it.
I don't either. I honestly don't. I just figured out that you could do that and that it like search, you know, porque yo sí me crié en el rancho, so es puro old school allá.
Yeah.
And cuando los niños de acá, cuando empezaron de que Siri or Alexa, turn on the radio. I want to listen to 80s rap.
Alexa, wipe my ass. Could it do that?
Excuse me, Bobby. I don't think I have toilet paper. Call Charmin, please.
Order some Charmin's for me for next or tomorrow.
Te va a decir, échate un baño. No seas mamón.
Baño como Prince. Did you all know, fun fact, Prince, Dios lo tenga en el cielo, Prince used to take a shower every time he took a shit.
Hey, well, you know what? He must have had a very asshole.
He must have had a what?
A very clean asshole.
You know what? After every time I take one, I usually take a shower too. So,
bro,
yeah, because you stain your ass, right? That's
like, si no hay baño, wey, busca wipe. Y si no hay wipe, busca agua.
Un calcetín.
No, es que cuando con caga se mancha todas las nalgas.
Gross.
I don't fuck around.
Gross.
Oh, but that's what I'm listening to right now. What are you listening to? Oh, you know who I'm listening to right now that I love? Post Malone.
And
I don't like white rappers. I think white rap shouldn't exist.
You don't like Eminem, way?
I don't like Eminem. No,
I do. Randy
outside. I'm gonna outside. Randy. Oh my, I'm Tim Shitty. I'm Tim. Shut the fuck up. Dude. You're not tough. You don't look cool. You're a fucking moron. Okay? If it wasn't for stupid white guys, you wouldn't be famous. Okay, but Post Malone's fucking shit is bad. I like his.
Yeah.
His is bad. He doesn't beat Biggie or Nas, but he's
pretty right. Bad. That's right.
Yeah, and Bob's not a big rap.
Lisa, do you listen to rap or hip hop?
You know what I like for rap is Snoop Doggy Dogg, like his old 90s.
Yes.
Like that's
classic.
Classic, yeah. Snoop and which one's that? Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I used to like, or and I still do, Salt and Pepper.
I don't know. I remember Kid and Play. I got to meet Kid and Play, and I got to meet them. I got to meet the Humpty Dance.
Yeah, because 104.9, they would bring concerts. Yeah, wow. They would bring. They brought like some Humpty. Badass concerts down here. They brought those guys.
I didn't know that guy existed anymore.
So I'm going to tell you guys a little inside secret. Don't tell anybody. I don't know because the guy that I met, como que era knockoff, como que de la pulga de Alamo. Like, you know, when you try to find the original, but you can't find the original.
Como the fake Gucci's.
Yes.
It was the fake Gucci Digital Underground Humpty.
Yes, he was the Gucci of the Gucci, dude. Wait, he was like this.
¿Dónde ese?
Yeah, no, era más joven, dude. Era uno joven, and he was like my skin color, like bien güerito, blanco. I have a picture somewhere on my phone. I gotta show you guys.
So it was an imposter.
It wasn't even the real Humpty.
Imposter. No era de verdad. No era él.
Like, so the people got tricked.
Yes.
Oh, you big dummy.
I couldn't. Well, like he wasn't it, but Kid and Play were Kid and Play. I think I have some recordings of them. I was able to get some recordings of them, like, you know, shouting us out and saying hi, which is really cool. And I know that a lot of you guys like grew up with a lot of, I guess, those kind of like rappers and stuff.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, Young MC.
I got to meet Young MC too. I got some recordings of them. They got to say hi to us, which is really neat. I'm trying to find them for you guys so y'all can hear them.
What about Too Short?
I didn't get to meet that guy.
What like about the Ghetto Boys?
Two Left Crew?
Two Left Crew came down.
They came down too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about MC Hammer? I heard they were going to tour soon.
MC Hammer too. Let me see a recording here. What's up,
this is the boy Young Hump, representing that money meeting Young Hump. This is the underground in this thing, Ocho motherfucking water. Oops, did I cuss? You can delete that. Ocho 104.9 for the fun. You know what I mean? This is all DP, you know what I mean? Revolutionary God victory.
So he was not
what sounds like him.
It sounds like him.
But when I met him, he was like really young, which is so crazy.
Because he was even older back even then.
Yeah.
He was even older than Pac. Because yeah. Pac was in his dance group. And Pac was like 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
And Este Humpty was already like in his 30s.
Look, I think I have another one. I don't know who this one is. Let's see.
Scotty G, what's up? This is your man, HB. We're chilling at 104.9, Ultra 104.9.
Let's say it again, Ultra 104.9, the Funk Bees, baby. You know how we do it, baby.
This was the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
So
he's 56.
So I got a couple recordings from a couple people when they came down here, which was really cool because, you know, I didn't grow up with this music and being able to meet these people and, like, you know, what my parents grew up with and everything was really neat.
Your parents were like, what? And you were like.
They were like, I was like, yeah.
I met him.
I met him.
It's camarada, yeah.
Camarada. I met him.
Kind of a sucker.
That's cool. Go ahead.
Mark. I have a friend named Chad who hires a lot of artists to go play at his house. for personal concerts. Aerosmith, Paul Wall.
Say Paul Walker. So he's a murió.
Snoop Dogg. We hired Metallica, Danzig.
That's my mom, way.
It's yeah, way. Chad,
you
bro.
You don't know who Chad is?
Is it pizza Chad? Chris, I don't think Chris froze.
Chris doesn't know who Chad is. Chris froze.
Mira, ¿quién es Chad? Porque yo no conozco Chad. Yo conozco George Strait.
No, George Strait played at Chad's kid's bar mitzvah.
Mira, George Strait me compró huevos a mí. Ustedes ni saben la historia.
A ver,
my friend Chad, George Strait made eggs for him at his house. He hired him
so
to make
Chad is the billionaire, the only billionaire that lives in the valley, and he lives in San Juan, and he's Bobby's best friend.
Pues yo no conozco a Chad, pero pues I me le manda saludos a Chad.
Let me show you who Chad is. Send her Chad, video of Chad. He's got videos. He's married. Chad came from a very rich family, but his family would go all over the world. Like, they'd travel all over the world, so they don't know about racism. He loves everyone. But he married into another rich family, and his wife is super.
Maybe
racist.
You know her. His wife Karen. Is Karen.
Oh, it's a Karen.
It's a Karen. It's a Karen.
And Chad She's is her
the
husband.
Original.
She's the original Karen. Karen.
Sharon.
So send her a video of Chad.
Yeah, let me send Chad.
All our viewers know who Chad is. All our listeners know who Chad is. They love Chad.
I want to meet Chad. And Karen?
Well, Karen won't meet you.
Because she's racist.
She's super, super racist. Like, she'll be like, no, you know, no.
You look at that color blind.
She can only, she'll only go out with, or only be with the pool boy and the gardener. Those are the only two Mexicans she'll be around. We don't know why.
Doesn't even have a tamale lady.
Nope. No sabe.
Have you sent it to her, Lisa?
No, I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
Hold on. But I really do have a story about George Strait, and I'm going to tell you.
Oh, wow.
Tell us, yeah.
So when I was growing up, I grew up around these two women that were like in their 80s, 90s. So I grew up like maybe like four generations above me. That's why I was kind of like an old soul. And my tías, which who raised me, they would collect like Easter eggs, and they would like have me cut confetti and make Easter eggs, and I didn't know what the hell we were doing. But yo pensé que we were doing like arts and crafts, right? They were like, no, tires el papel, eso se hace recycle, vas a cortar y vas a hacer confetti. So we would have like tins, right? While we would be listening to music in the house, we'd all be like laughing, and we'd be cutting, you know, confetti for Easter. And we made the tops for the huevos, and we would like hand paint them and everything. Well, this lady, she was like she's like a tía of mine, but it was just a really complicated story of how she was my tía. Anyways, well, she ended up being, like I said, neighbors to George Strait, and I was like 5 years old, 4 years old, 6 years old, all those years. And she would take him eggs. So
Cascarones.
So these eggs that I would like draw and that I would like color, which George Strait ended up with my tía's eggs and my eggs.
Wow.
I'm like, who's that? And they were like, mija, pues he's the one that buys your huevos. And I was.
yo también le presté los huevos a George Strait.
No manches. I was like,
¿qué huevillos de gorgonis?
Pues como nosotros no teníamos.
Pero como que era jalan, bro. Como que era jalan.
Jalaron. Y como no teníamos ni TV ni radio, pues no sabía quién era George Strait.
¿Quién era George Strait? Ah, está bueno.
That's funny.
Dije, pues con madre, pues me compraron los huevos, quién sabe.
George Strait.
George Strait bought your huevos, your cascarones.
George Strait bought my huevos. And so that was my story.
About
story.
So next time that if he comes or you go to a concert or you get to meet him, you should tell him the story.
Maybe he'll remember.
Who would buy my huevos? You remember?
Me compraron los huevos, güey.
Me compraron los huevos.
¿No te acuerdas cómo estaban mis huevos, cabrón?
Pero estaba bien pintado.
$19,000 yen soft.
Los huevos o los cascarones.
Los huevos. No estaban arrugados, estaban lisitos, lisitos.
Lisos. Un chato grosero.
So what else? Anything else that y'all want to talk about, mention?
I want to mention the tequila. The tequila we were talking about, but I don't think it got onto this one because...
Oh, yeah. We were talking about tequila. Well, on Fridays, we have a show that's called Te, like Tequila Fridays. And usually, I'll be drinking tequila and Con and my sister will be watching me. But my favorite drink is tequila. Like I'll drink tequila and I drink it neat. I don't put any ice in it. I don't put any mixers in it. I just drink it, you know, straight. And I sip.
So cuando empezaste la fiesta, Bobby, did you always have a bottle of tequila with you? Do you feel like you had to have like your own personal tequila? Like, you know.
No, I would never carry my own personal one. No, I would take, I mean, it's different. Because I know that you said that in Rio Grande, people take their own.
You had your own botella? Porque pues, there were too many people, dude. So you had to have it in your bolsillo. Like, you know?
We would share. Sharing was caring with us.
Everyone would bring a bottle or everyone would have bottles, you know. And it's like, you're not going to drink a whole bottle yourself usually.
Es que yo tenía los little minis, así.
Ah, la mini. Ah, bueno, pues por eso tenías que esconderla. Era la nip, la que es una shot más.
One shot.
Sí.
Ah, pues esa no. Aquí comprábamos pata elefante, pata de brontosaurus.
Es que tenía un columpio.
Tenía un
columpio. Yeah. El que dé el columpito, that's what we would buy.
Para los que no saben lo que es una botella con columpio, if you never, you know, grew up living next to the border, guys, mm-hmm. We grew up, you know, having a size of a bottle this big, but you needed
size like, of a baby.
An actual swing, the to size of it. A baby just to pour a bottle because it was so heavy.
They're like five, I think they're 5 liters.
But they don't have them in the United States. They only have them in Mexico. Because like I had mentioned, you know, I was a brand ambassador for many years. And, you know, one of the things that we didn't have was these humongous bottles. We get people that would come from Mexico and say, no tienen la pata elefante del columpio. We'd be like, the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. I want the 5 gallon fucking container of tequila.
Well, I know you all were talking about tequila, and I had mentioned, you know, I was working with like a tequila brand, and one of the things that they were signature for was that you could drink it and no te quemaba la tequila.
Pero el tequila debe quemar. That's debe de quemar el tequila. That's
me gusta que queme tequila. A mí me gusta tequila. Que está pura agua, que pero que se siente y que truene.
That's the thing. And then it's not tequila. When they make those super ultra premium tequilas, I drink them and I'm like, ¿es agua?
Que raspe la garganta.
Que raspe y que sepa.
Hace la infección.
I want it to taste like the sobaco del viejo que lo cortó.
Cuando hicieron... ¡Pinche madre! ¡Espérate, güey!
I want the dirt and the flavor of the maguey to be in my mouth.
Ay, when I
drink tequila.
Estoy hablando con chingaderas.
That is. No quiero tequila de gringo.
Este güey anda con chingaderas.
Tequila de gringo.
No andas con chingaderas, ¿verdad?
But we'll try it. I try all kinds of tequilas. I've tried
so,
all.
So we'll try to invite her. We'll invite you for our Tequila Friday podcast.
Yeah, Tequila Friday. Yeah. You should join
and,
us.
And you should be drinking some of that tequila.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout them out because I used to work with this brand and they're great people. They're called Tequila Uno Por Favor.
That's a nice bottle.
So the reason that I do promote them a lot is because they've done a lot of work with me and I've done a lot of work with them. Their bottles are actually meant to represent a shot glass. So it's meant to invite you and make you feel like you're having a party. So Tequila Uno Por Favor is an oxygenated tequila. So cuando lo tomas y lo tomas sin nada, te debes de amanecer pero sin cruda.
Pero nomás la güera, la blanca, ¿verdad?
No, all of the tequila. ¿Toda? All of they have an añejo, a reposado, and they have a blanco.
And they actually claim that you won't have a hangover.
Yes, so you can look it up. And the way that it's made is made for you not to wake up with a hangover. So
challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. I'm gonna bring you 3 bottles, and we'll see what's up.
Nah, but you know what?
I'll bring them on.
I you know what? I believe it. If you just drink the tequila by itself or tequila with soda water, no te va a pegar cruda.
Hey, a mí me da cruda con toda la tequila que tomo, and I drink it with nothing.
¡Nambre!
But that one is supposed to actually be created so you won't have a hangover.
It was supposed to go through, it's supposed to be going through this oxygenation process of like when it's made or something, so that when you drink it, it doesn't make you feel sick.
Tequila, una, por favor.
Mira, somos de rancho, so allá, si no se caga una botella, no fue fiesta.
A huevo.
So mira, aquí yo me echo como media botella, like, you know, throughout like a couple hours, you know, con botaneos y todo, like, you know, and honestly, I have not woken up with a hangover.
But you get drunk.
But you feel good, dude.
Wow.
You feel good, and you know, y no te quema la garganta.
Mami quiere que le raspe el ojete.
But you know what? Let's try it. If it has the flavor, I'll love it.
It does. Yeah. It tastes like an agave plant, which is really crazy.
It tastes like you're sucking on an agave.
Yes.
Penca.
Como la caña, okay, güey.
Como la caña, sí, pero de maguey.
We'll try it. Yeah, yes. But so Friday we'll have Tequila Friday. Live. It's called Tequila Friday, current events, politics, and chingaderas. So you're invited. You can come. And we.
Thank you.
The good thing about Facebook Live is that all of our followers watch. And so we get a lot of comments and questions, and they want us to talk about different stuff. So it's cool.
Before we log off, I'm going to give everybody my social so that they can find me on my social. Because I'm going to be sharing a lot of other stuff with you guys. So if you all want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me and find me. And it's at my name. So it's MYNAME is Chris V. I totally did that on purpose. Because they're like, ¿Qué se encuentra Chris V? No, I don't know how to spell it. C-R-I-S. No, it's my name is Chris V. And it's MYNAMEISCRIS.
That's un chile at the end of the name.
Yeah, so, you know, funny, but I have my name as Grifisti Finafa. If y'all don't know about the F language, I grew up with the F language.
My mom used to talk like that.
We could save that for a whole other day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So, guys, y'all can find me on there. Y'all can check that out. I do post a lot on there. I do have my like page as well. Mira la bebota.
Is that you?
That's me. y'all will find my baby pictures, my first out to the public, my birthday suits. Find my Facebook, CRISV under pages. Let me show you guys my pages.
Yeah, so follow her. She
check me. No sé cómo usar esto para que no se vea blurry. Como que no estoy muy prone to technology.
Oh yeah, I could see it. I see it. Yeah.
CRISV. Y'all can go hit a like.
Ultra 104.9.
Sí.
Yeah.
Y voy a estar, guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all soon.
Yay! Yeah, Friday will be fun. I'm glad that you're gonna join us. So, anything else, guys? Announcements or anything? Bob, anyone?
Announcements. Everyone, please be safe. Wash your hands and don't do what I'm doing.
Mira, no sean cochinos.
Lávense
las manos, las colas, las bocas, el cuerpo, todo, porque ahorita...
La boca también.
Sí, especialmente la boca, porque ahorita estamos en un tiempo muy difícil, guys, you know, and you're not only thinking about yourself, but the people around you.
Yep. Exactly. So, stay safe.
And stay inside if you can. You know what? We're having a great time, you know, hanging out, drinking our favorite drinks and talking to each other. And we're all talking on a Zoom.
So, yep, you know, virtually.
Todo se puede en esta vida hasta en tu casa. So quédense en las casas, por favor.
I will.
Yep.
I will.
I agree.
Bob. Oye, si acuérdense que no va a haber stimulus check.
Hey, me acabo de caer mi stimulus, güey.
No, but the second one. No va a haber second stimulus check.
La pelaron todos.
¿Pero por qué? ¿Qué pasó? A ver, platícame.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué dijo Chad?
Donald Trump?
They couldn't agree. So Donald Trump said, okay, well, fuck, we're just going to do away with everything. I'm going to do an executive order.
And I'm going to go golf.
And he only did certain things. Like he extended the unemployment, but dropped it down to 400 instead of 600. He extended the student loan deferments. And he did the no tax. We're not going to get taxed for our money this year, income tax.
Y ahí hablamos de todo eso como que era el Friday, ¿verdad?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. Toda la gente, so si ustedes no están en politics, no leen porque no tienen radio ni televisión como yo en Stark County.
We'll update you.
We'll update you on everything.
All that fun stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. And also, for those of you who were on my live, on our live, I had a baby.
Yes. Congratulations. His second baby, my
Valentino,
third nephew, but second for Bob.
Valentino Versace Cortez.
Valentino okay. Versace.
Bye, guys. We'll see you Friday.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great one.
Bye.